Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime for you, Tony. You
know that. It's great to have you with us this morning. Now, where do we stand now? Are these officials expected to show up today for sworn testimony, or was there a timetable on this?
Well, remember, this is the same judge that ordered the Trump administration to report back every day by 5 o'clock to reveal to her the efforts that they've made to bring Mr. Garcia back. I'm not sure if that took place these Monday and Tuesday of this week. But I think that what you're seeing from her in this new order is her, you know, acknowledged frustration that, you know, last week when she asked the government lawyer, where is he? He said, I have no idea. And she said, well, that's not facilitating his return. What do you mean? How could you not know where he is? So, you know, it didn't sound to her that this was maximum cooperation. So now she's trying to sort of like get there on the record, you know, to create discovery as to what they know and whether they're taking her order seriously.
Now, this followed the Supreme Court order, 9-0, to facilitate this. And I guess part of it comes down to what do we actually mean by facilitate?
Yeah, it's a good point, Tony. You know, everyone makes a big deal out of the Supreme Court coming down in favor of 9-0. I'm not sure that people are reading this right. It may be 9-0, but I don't know what the word facilitate means. You know, the Supreme Court could have said, bring him home on Tuesday. You know, I don't know if it could have made a difference, but there's the, you know, the language that's very declarative and specific. Facilitate is not a word, you know, facilitate can mean anything. It could mean if he's brought to our borders, you'll help let him in, right? It doesn't say do it. It just says make yourself available to bring him back in some form or some fashion. Be cooperative. Secondly, the Supreme Court said that we recognize that the President of the United States has special obligations to conduct foreign policy, and no one should read this opinion to interfere with that. So, Tony, that no one wants to talk about that, but if you're the Trump administration, you put that on your bulletin board, right? You look at that and go, wait a minute, what is the Supreme Court just said? What we've been saying, which is the executive branch conducts foreign policy, and judges, individual judges, even federal judges, don't get to make those decisions. These are absolutely Article 2 of the Constitution obligations of the president that are reserved for him alone or her alone to conduct foreign policy and to ensure national security. And so the Supreme Court seems to be saying that even whatever the word facilitate means, they also recognize the foreign policy dimensions here. You know, at some point, Tony, the president is going to say the following. Get ready. He's going to say, do you want to go to war with El Salvador to bring back a person who's from El Salvador and was in the United States illegally? Is that what we're talking about here? Because I'm on the phone with the president of El Salvador, and the person that's in his prison is from El Salvador, and that's his citizen, and he doesn't want to bring him back. And I conducted foreign policy, and I cut a deal where I could make sure that illegal immigrants could be housed in El Salvador in return for money. And I have to be able to people who talk to me from other countries have to be able to rely that I have the authority to do what I'm saying. So I think that when the Supreme Court uses the words foreign policy and national security, it plays right into the Trump administration's hands, which is to say, at the end of the day, if he doesn't want to return this prisoner, we may have made a mistake in ignoring an order that said don't send him back to El Salvador, but now that he's there, there's nothing more we can do about it.
So we've heard a lot of critics say that we could be approaching a constitutional crisis, and those of us who were political science majors, we all remember being told about Andrew Jackson and John Marshall. John Marshall has made his decision, now let him enforce it. Could we be approaching anything like that?
Tony, you're good.
Thank you.
You pulled out that Andrew Jackson thing. You'd love my knees buckled. That was good.
Thank you, then.
No, that was very good. You know, I don't know. It's a constitutional crisis if the Supreme Court needs to get involved again to explain to us, because none of us know, what are the limits of Article II powers of the President of the United States, right? Yes, there's checks and balances. Yes, there's three elements of our government. There's supposed to be judicial review of things, but maybe, you know, Alexander Hamilton, see, I'm going to pull off my own, you know, historical anecdote. Alexander Hamilton in the Federalist Papers referred to the president as having, we want him to be an energetic executive. That's an interesting phrase, right? We want him to be, as if to say, we don't want him asleep. We want him doing stuff. We want to see him doing stuff. And, you know, Hamilton was one of the guys that took the position in the Federalist Papers that, you know, the president may not be the king, but he's sort of the king. You know, that the three branches are not co-equal. Yes, in principle they are, but in practice there's certain things we have to expect of presidential powers. That's what they call, Tony, the imperial presidency, which is an interesting term, right? Imperial makes you think of a crown, right?
Right.
So it says, right, so you say, well, he's not a king, but there is the imperial presidency. And I think now may be a perfect time for the Supreme Court to explain what they think the limits of the powers are and what constitutes overreach. And is this it? Is this it? Is it come to when he says, I'm shutting down the borders, and I'm doing so, we know this from 9/11, Tony. You use the word national security, you're in a whole nother category. You say the word terrorism or national security, you get more power. And that's what the president is doing here. He said, we had an invasion of our country. It essentially is as if tantamount to a war, and I'm in charge of war.
Well, we are far from hearing the end of this story, I'm sure, Thane. The court's going to be busy this year, no doubt about that.
Absolutely correct.
Thane, thank you so much for taking time out to give us your perspective this morning.
Anytime. Bye, Tony. Thank you.